You're listening to The Closing Market Report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner on the phone line now to look at the weather forecast. Drew, it's a gorgeous day here, and I think you're going to tell me that I've got a couple of really good days coming up, but maybe rainfall would be good in parts of the Corn Belt as well. What do you see?
Well, I think we're going to please everybody at least a little bit over this next full week. We are going to have two more nice days coming up here the rest of this afternoon and most of tomorrow. There will be a band of rain that will develop tomorrow, actually back in Iowa. And of course, Iowa is one of those states that is in quite a desperate need for rain, at least some parts of the state, and that's going to be an important event. Now, the rain over there is only going to run a few hundredths of an inch up to five-tenths of an inch, maybe an isolated three-quarter-inch amount, but they'll take whatever they can get. The neat thing about the situation that's evolving for them is the temperatures will be cool after the rain comes along, and so they will have slower evaporation rates. We will experience the same kind of thing across the majority of the heart of the Midwest. Illinois, parts of eastern Missouri, all the way over to Ohio, will all have an opportunity to get involved with some of this same frontal boundary precipitation as it comes across. It'll be in Illinois on Friday and over into Ohio Friday night into early Saturday morning. And we'll likely see moisture totals running a few hundredths of an inch up to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch most often. Again, it's not a big soaker. But with pollination underway and the cooler temperatures that come in behind it, it's still going to be a helpful event for reproduction. Now, we'll see a little bit of a warm-up take place as we move forward into the latter part of the weekend and into the early part of next week. And at that time, we'll see the temperatures gradually work their way back up to a more normal range, and we'll see a few more showers and thunderstorms, but not necessarily a big soaking for the heart of the region.
Your broad assessment of the growing season so far for the Corn Belt?
I think it's actually been a very good season so far. Now, we've got some pretty significant stress going on right now in parts of the West, and we are on that line now where we're losing a little yield potential. It has to rain here in the next week in order to maintain the current yield potentials. If we get it, I think we'll still be looking at a very large crop. If we get what I think we're going to get, which is going to be erratic rainfall, in those areas that there's going to be some partial recovery, but there will be some losses out there. But for the east of the Mississippi or east of central Illinois, the situation looks ideal, and it's going to be a good year overall, even if we do get pulled down a little bit on the national yields by what's happening in the west.
Are there other growing regions around the planet that you're concerned about at this time?
Really, there's not a lot. We've got some dryness going on in Europe right now. Europe's going to see a little bit of a recovery, too, as we go into next week with an increase in showers and thunderstorms. It was dry in parts of Australia a few weeks ago, but we've seen some improvement there, and the crops are now poised for a good start to their spring season in a few weeks. It's still a little dry in western Argentina's wheat country. It's also dry in South Africa's wheat country, but collectively, I don't think that's going to have a huge impact on the wheat market because neither one really produces that much wheat anymore. Outside of that, corn and soybean country overseas, it looks like China is running very wet in the northeast and some east-central parts of the country there. They definitely need to see some drier weather to really induce the best yields. They aren't hurting that bad, though, don't get me wrong there. I think the biggest problem in China is their spring wheat crop, which is probably too wet and probably losing some yield and definitely quality.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. He's in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for Wednesday afternoon. Remember, you can always visit us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason. Have a good day.